Good morning. Another mostly clear and chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England, but temperatures not nearly as cool as recent mornings, with just about everyone starting off in the 40s, some 30s in outlying areas and hill towns. However, with that sun getting higher in the sky, temperatures will quickly turn around, and on an increasing westerly breeze, at times gusting up to 20 miles per hour, temperatures will climb quickly back through the 40s and 50s, and most everyone will top out in the upper 60s and lower 70s by mid to late afternoon. A weak disturbance in the jet stream flow will pivot through the Ohio Valley and off the eastern seaboard over the next 24 to 36 hours. As a result, some clouds will tend to mix with the sunshine today into the night tonight, and overnight lows will be back down to around 50. We'll continue with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday, and a bit milder than average, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. A front will pass through the region on Thursday night, generally dry, and some clouds left over on Friday morning, but quickly will return to sunshine, and on Friday afternoon we'll be back into the middle 70s. This weather pattern will take us into the upcoming weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday staying in the mid-70s, and we'll start off dry on Sunday. A weather pattern change will then take place as a couple of disturbances will start to sweep through the Great Lakes and pick up some moisture from the Atlantic Ocean. Clouds will tend to build on Sunday afternoon with a chance of showers by the end of the day, although highs will remain in the mid-70s. A better chance of showers as those disturbances combine over top of us early to midweek next week on Monday and Tuesday, even the chance of a thunderstorm on Tuesday afternoon as highs climb well into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as a cool and stable air mass associated with a large area of high pressure continues to feed into the deep south, Tropical Depression Beta has been declared extratropical as the center continues to track slowly east-northeast just inland from the upper Texas coast. The upper-level winds have been carrying and organizing the moisture from Beta farther inland. Areas of moderate to heavy rain are now extending from eastern Texas to the lower Mississippi Valley. Meanwhile, the large and powerful Hurricane Teddy has become extratropical as it approaches Nova Scotia early this morning. Strong, gusty winds and dangerous surf associated with Teddy over New England will gradually subside later today as the storm moves rapidly away across the Canadian Maritimes. And a large low-pressure system in the northeastern Pacific is forecast to bring an extended period of moderate to heavy rain into the Pacific Northwest. The first batch of rain is moving onshore early this morning. The rain will spread farther inland across the Intermountain region tomorrow, with wet snow possible for the higher elevations by Friday. Cool afternoon temperatures are expected across the region due to clouds and precipitation. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 34 degrees with a northwest wind at 56 gusting to 63 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 7 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 51 degrees, the dew point 48, 89% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.86 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at Whitefield, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy near 80, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low 32, the average temperature 49, that's 10 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, a half inch for the month, which is now 1.85 inches below normal, and 24.41 inches for the year, which is 4.09 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low 49, the record high 97 set in 1895, and the record low 32 set in 1947, 1955, and 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m., sunset this evening 6:50 p.m., 12 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-70s, mostly sunny, mid-70s on Friday, back to a mix of sun and clouds Saturday in the mid-70s, increasing clouds with the chance of showers late on Sunday in the mid-70s, mostly cloudy, chance of showers lower 70s on Monday, and a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday, and highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.